This is an emergency. This is an emergency.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Stay classy.
You let yourself go, man. Be what you want, it ain't bad.
You ride your bike?
No.
Get ready, Portland. It's time for the Ubu Hour on KBOO.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. That's
yeah, we're going to have a rehearsal.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Heather, come on. Heather, come on.
What are you looking at? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
JC is a swarthy, bearded, Semitic young man with Nordic blue eyes, as in paintings of him that hang in Lutheran church vestries. In his late 20s, he sits at a table with his friends, Barry and Sharon, at the Pearly Gates Knights of Columbus Social Club, where they are playing cards. Barry has brought them all food and drinks from the bar.
Here they are, grilled cheese and beers for Sharon and me, and a pastrami on rye with a Mountain Dew for you, JC.
Holy moly, no beer for you, JC? You going all temperance on us?
No, I need the Dew's caffeine high to keep me going. Didn't get a wink of sleep last night, what with all those damned lepers banging on my door from midnight to dawn, begging for alms. I sent them all down the street to the Buddha's place, and I bid 31.
Pass.
I bid 32.
Fellas, we got us a couple of really darling angels over at the next table. Look at that red-haired one.
Easy, Sharon. No drooling. The girl is not bad-looking, it's true, though. In a Mary Magdalene-ish kind of way. She may not be into lesbians, though, and I can tell you this. On Earth, that woman was a Samaritan.
Samaritan? I thought they died out a long time ago.
No, Barry, it only seemed that way during the ascendant period of the Republicans and their ilk. She's a Samaritan, and you know what they're like. I bid 33, by the way. Like, you're right in the middle of a romantic interlude with one, there comes a distant, plaintive call from some fucked-up dork whose life she can meddle with, and kapow! She's out of bed and making a beeline to find the poor loser and bind up his emotional wounds.
I thought the Knights of Columbus didn't allow Samaritans in the clubhouse up here on account of how they don't drink and ain't no fun. I pass.
Yeah, well, I heard the Knights took a hit couple months back from the PC police. Now they have to allow even gay Muslims in here. And no offense, Sharon. Pass.
No offense taken, Barry. I'm not a Muslim. Back when I was a male crossdresser, I was a rabbi, like JC here. Hell, now the board of directors has even begun letting Protestants into the golf course. What the hell is Cloud Nine coming to?
The board has been getting a lot of pressure from the evangelical crowd. Well, guys, I win the bid, so I declare hearts trump, which makes it a laydown.
You've got all the hearts in the deck, again with the tricks. Oh, come on. You dealt this round, didn't you? His hands are quicker than the eye, folks. Enough with that crap, for Christ's sake.
For my sake?
Yeah. Can't you play the game like some regular schmuck with no powers over the universe?
Can I even be a regular schmuck? Regular schmucks are down on Earth walking around, living, breathing, no holes in their hands. They're not up here trying to deal with PTSD from my horrible, horrible experience down there. Besides not being alive like some regular schmuck as a special spirit, the one and only Holy Ghost, I have to sit on the right hand of God, and that's no place for a regular schmuck, believe me.
The right hand of God? Talk about your nepotism.
No, of course you're not a regular person. After all, you're the fucking Prince of Peace. And it's about as much fun playing Pinnacle with the Prince of Peace as it is playing against your friggin' parent, the bloody King of Peace. With them, every hand is a stinking laydown. Pass me one of those communion wafers, would you? I know, I've got to cool with these things. Ever since they've made them into macaroons, they've gotten to be habit-forming, and they go straight to my fat ass.
Who are the knights buying them from now? I've noticed the quality has gotten a lot better. People are saying they taste less like my body, and the subtle edge to them. Some say a kind of cheesy flavor.
Yeah, fake cheddar, like Cheetos.
Hold on. I got a call coming in. Oh, great. It's the old man, old woman. They're probably getting on my case about the gold bricking.
They're accusing you of being lazy? Well, you've always been kind of laid back, but I wouldn't say.
No, not that kind of gold bricking. The old man, old woman puts me in charge of the heavenly body that does street maintenance. I'm supposed to be running a crew replacing aging solid gold paving bricks with new, cheaper, made in Taiwan fake gold-plated ones. Mom and Pop had to cut the budget on infrastructure after a couple of teabagging Republicans managed to force their way up here and then onto the board of directors. I can't figure how those tools even got past Peter and through the gate to begin with. I've told Dad, Mom they can replace the bricks and the teabaggers with a wave of their hand, but they're trying to tone it down on the wizardry stuff.
Unlike you and your card tricks.
I did succeed in talking him out of bringing a slave labor work gang up from hell. A deal the devil was pushing on him.
Yeah, I heard about that. God the parent had a bad night at the card table. Old Lucifer cleaned them out and forced them into writing him an IOU. Now Beelzebub has got the old man, old woman committed to doing favors for him for the first half of eternity.
I told Pop and Mom never lay a bet against an asshole you don't know all that well, but would they listen to me? Oh, hell no. They listen to good advice about the same way those Trump-voting ding-dongs down on Earth listen to reason.
You're right. The old man, old woman told me I was crazy, that Trump could never be nominated.
Yeah, but I have to say in their defense, Trump fooled even me. Who would believe that anybody like that in a million billion years could have gotten nominated? There they are again. I better take this call outside. Oh, it's you, Gabriel. Hi. I thought it was the old man, old woman calling. What's blowing, man?
Top of the day to you, Mr. Christ.
Gabriel, how many times have I asked you not to blow that trumpet into the phone and call me by my first name? Jesus? Jesu, Chewy, the Lamb of God, whatever.
I'm sorry. I just feel a little uncomfortable getting that familiar with the Godfather's right-hand man. I'm an old-fashioned Old Testament kind of guy.
Well then, how about calling me by my middle name?
I don't know your middle name.
Just the letter H, like Harry S. Truman.
But your middle name is an S, is it?
Well, it's the same kind of... Oh, never mind. Call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for Judgment Day.
Oh, I would never do that, sir.
I know. I'm just pulling your horn. Listen, hey, I've got to take this other call that's coming in. It's from the old man, old woman. I'm putting you on hold, Gabe. Hello, good God. No, I'm not being snide. I'm merely addressing you by your name, Dad, Mom. Verily, I say unto you, what does my dear old dad and mom want now? No, you called me. This is about the street repairs, right? No? You need to see me? Okay, I'll be over in a jiff. Right now, I've got Gabe on hold, and I've also got a prayer request coming in. See ya, Pop Mom. Hello, JC here. What? You want me to make little Linda well and let her regain her eyesight? Is this you again, Mrs. Johnson? Good Lord Almighty, you've got to realize my hands are tied until you make little Linda take off that welder's mask. Well, fooey on you too. That's right. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Jesus, these people. They think I've got nothing better to do all day but grant impossible wishes. Do I look like some kind of frickin' genie or something?
No, sir, you don't.
Oh, yeah, Gabriel, sorry, I forgot you're on hold.
That's right, sir. We never finished our conversation. And pardon me for eavesdropping on your other conversations, sir, but let me assure you, you don't look anything like a genie. In this movie I saw, the genie was blue and sounded like Robin Williams.
Somehow, I gotta get my name out of the next edition of that damn Bible. It's been an open invitation for every Tom, Dick, and Dorkface to yak at me about all their troubles. Oh, Lord, I've lost my job. Do something. Or, oh, Lord, I've lost my house and have nowhere to live. Jumping Jehoshaphat. What do they think I am? Some miracle worker who can find them a new job or build them a house? Do they take me for some bleeding heart Democrat, a Jimmy Carter building free houses for them? Okay. I'd love to stand here and chew the weasel with you, Gabe, but I gotta get going. Our Lord and Master is demanding an audience, so I'd better see what they want before the old guy and old gal trundle off for their daily nap.
Don't forget their birthday is coming up in 3 weeks. That's what I called to tell you. You forgot last year. Really broke his heart. Not even a card.
Yeah, you're right. Remind me again in 2 weeks so I can get to the store and buy them a present. Maybe I'll get them one of those make-it-yourself galaxy kits. Just add dirt, various molecules, and water. Think of it. He'll be 16,300,600,842 years old.
43. Not 42, but who's counting?
In the throne room, an old man woman with a long white beard and long white hair sit snoring as JC enters.
Hey, don't you go falling asleep on me, folks.
Oh, holy catfish. When are you going to learn how to knock?
I did better than that. I had a choir of angels sing a chorus of My Sweet Lord.
That George Harrison ditty? The one he stole from some black cat? That's not a Christian song. It's something about Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, etc., etc., etc. But that's okay. Ecumenical enough to enjoy it.
It was supposed to wake you up, but you were snoring too loud to hear it. What was it you two wanted?
Hold off on those street repairs for a while.
How long?
20, 30 years, maybe. I want you to go back down to Earth and see what you can do with those shifter brain humans I created on that goddamn miserable piece of crap globe. They're making even more of a freaking mess down there than usual. Hell, now they're even fucking up the weather, if you can believe that. I ought to blow the whole thing up, I really should. It's the fire next time, you know. But I figured I'd give them one last chance. That's where you come in.
Come on. Don't send me back down there. We've already done that trip. Don't you remember what they did to me?
I can't say as I do. My memory isn't what it was a couple of billion eons ago. I think we should say isn't. I don't think he said what's like, saying.
Okay. You don't think I would say ain't.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So start from can't say as I do. Okay. Can't say as I do. My memory isn't what it was a couple billion eons ago. Maybe even a couple of thousand years ago. What did they do?
They nailed me onto a crossbeam and stood the damn thing up on its end at the top of a hill. I hung there for hours. Hurt like a son of a bitch.
Oh, that. Yeah, ouch. Maybe you can convince them not to do that this time.
Are you kidding? Those redneck bastards got guns to do their talking now.
Well, it was... Oh, we'll start
again. Sorry,
Well, it was you who made the mistake of telling them you were coming back, right? That was your idea, not mine.
That second coming, bourgeois? I never said that was going to happen. It's another media exaggeration. I recall that day clearly when me and the boys were jawing and I told them I was taking a break, going down to the falafel joint for a midday nosh. I said I would be coming back in just a few seconds. I was coming back. No second coming, for Pete's sake. And how was I to know that on the way back I'd be stopped and frisked by the Roman Gestapo? Those drunken Roman flatfoot pricks tortured me and nailed me to that crossbar, and they couldn't even speak a word of Aramaic. Romans, go home! Oh, yes, I was coming back all right, but I never made it back. After that kind of treatment, why should I want to go back?
It's probably all water under the bridge by now. Just look at the big following you've developed down there.
Oh, yeah, those goofballs in Rome with their fruity capes and silly hats. They get all a Twitter about me. They go around swinging balls of burning incense, spritzing water on people, and making plus signs on their kids' foreheads. What the name of God is that all about?
Hey, it's in your name, not mine. Don't ask me.
And I've got a bunch of followers in Kentucky screaming, "Hallelujah, I am saved!" at the top of their lungs while dangling live snakes from their noses, fangs all dug into their septums like something out of a Far Side cartoon.
Yes, I must admit, that's even wackier than the water-spritzing priests with their plus signs and the little cups of grape juice they make people drink on a Sunday. Did you know they even make people pretend that the juice is wine? What really gripes me is when those Kentucky people... Shrug off death by venom by claiming they're teasing those vipers in Mach Me? I hate those fucking snakes. Don't know why I ever made them. They've been nothing but trouble ever since I co-opted one for that Adam and Eve trick. Yeah, I admit. You've got some nut jobs who look up to you, and that's to your misfortune. But so do old man Moses, Maureen Mohammed, Bob Buddha, Sun Mun Moon, Elmer Gantry, Donald Trump.
Oh, hold on. Donald Trump?
Yes, he formed a new religion about 10 hours ago. It's already popular, naturally, with a half-wit Ellen down there. Listen, right now the girls up at the transfer center have got a womb all lined up for you to jump into. You gotta head over there now for them to hook up your umbilical cord. They tell me the targeted woman is just about to go into labor, so it's chop chop, my boy.
What's this new mother of mine like? I have to say the last one was pretty cool, being as she was blessed among women. She called me the fruit of her womb. So nice, once I figured out she wasn't talking about a pair of briefs or hoping I was going to turn out gay. I guess that's the strange kind of thinking virgin mothers do.
At the transfer center, an angel in swimwear stands by a large immersion tank. JC is there too, wearing Speedo trunks as well as a pair of swim fins and a scuba tank. He carries a towel and a rubber duck as he steps into the tank.
Whoa, sweetheart. I had the notion the water would be warmer than this.
It's body temperature. You need to take those trunks off. Yes, that's it. Oh, I see. You're going down there as a Jew again. Maybe an American Jew this time? Or will you just be your average American male? Oh, those guys get clipped for no apparent reason. You're not going to be Muslim, I hope. I've heard those guys are taking a lot of shit in the USA where you're going.
Why are you talking about my pee-pee? You can't keep your eyes off of it, can you, sweetheart? Well... My mom and dad are all for having the end of a guy's dick cut off. They're behind it 100%. Anyway, I never had the foreskin replaced after the last time I went down. I was a Jew back then, you know. It's only since I came back here that I got turned into a Christian, even though my buddies Sharon and Barry still consider me a Jew.
Really? Well, that's more information than I really need. Okay, now, you'll also have to take off the fins and the scuba gear and get rid of the towel you're carrying. You'll scare the shit out of your mother if you go sliding down her birth canal carrying a towel.
Well, what about my rubber ducky?
Not a good idea. Whoops, start over. Not a good idea either. Ask her to get you a new one when you've been there for a couple of years.
Oh, all right, damn it all. I thought I'd have some fun paddling around before our water breaks.
You won't have time for that. You don't remember any of this prep from the first time you did it?
Not really. Who remembers their birth? Hey, what's my new mom like? Is she nice? Is she blessed among women?
Well, bon voyage.
Wait, I still got the rubber duck. Hey, have I got time for a Mountain Dew before I go?
No.
My water just broke, Malcolm. I am going into labor. Get me to the hospital quick.
Here, let me help you to the car, Leticia.
Get your big, sweaty black hands off me. I ain't no goddamn invalid. Just get in the car and drive. I'm telling you, if this one's a girl, I'm gonna teach her from day one to stay away from worthless black motherfuckers like you.
Mrs. Malcolm Triple X lies on the hospital gurney in the birthing position. Standing by, along with her husband, is an obstetrician.
Here it comes. He's crowning. It's a boy.
Does he look like you, Malcolm?
No, he looks like Schwartz, the guy who runs the kosher deli up the street, especially with that little beard he's styling. Except, he's got a rubber duck in his hand. What the fuck?
Life is Holier the Second Time Around, a play written by none other than M. Watson Dodge, has been a presentation of the Ubu Radio Hour. Players were Wolf,
Mia,
Larry,
Bob,
Rabbi Saul Goldberg,
M. Watson Dodge,
Leticia.
I have a message for all of you. We will make America great again. The crime and violence, many have witnessed this violence personally, that today afflicts our nation. Will soon, and I mean very soon, safety will come to an end. The most basic duty of government is to defend the lives and the media myths. But here at our convention, I have a message. We will make America great again.
You have a driver's license?
Will soon, and I mean very soon, Anyone who endorses violence, hatred, or oppression is welcome in our country and never ever will be
by illegal immigrants.
On Monday, children were killed by illegal immigrants. Nothing has affected me more. Nothing even close, I have to tell you, than the time I have spent with death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
Let me take first lap.
There's some bullet feet in that ground floor.
I'm going to go.
Turn,
boy!
Fireman
ready.
There is little to see. Go deeper.
We will make America proud again.
On the count of three, there will be a message for you of great importance. One, two, three.
Anyone who endorses Hillary Clinton now threatens the West, but they're not going to be forgotten long. I have spent with the mothers and fathers who have lost their children to violence by illegal immigrants.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country.
Spilling across our borders, which we can solve. We have to solve it.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country. Leech.
For all of the other... Oh, it's so sad to even be talking about it, because we can solve this problem so quickly.
Leeching off our system, destroying us from the inside.
For all of the other Americans who have been so brutally murdered and who have suffered so, so horribly.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country.
Don't move! Come with it! No!
Tonight, this candidate and the whole nation pledge in their honor that we will save countless more families from suffering and the same awful fate by illegal immigrants. Spilling across our borders.
A plan of attack. He'll fight to keep illegal immigrants out. He supports an electrified border fence. No amnesty for parasites.
We are going to build a great border wall.
Wants to protect you from the invaders. Vote
to stop illegal immigration. To stop the gangs and the violence and to stop the drugs from pouring into our communities.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country.
To protect the integrity of our lawful immigration system. Lawful. Immigration system, lawful.
Leeching off our system, destroying us from the inside.
They won't even make the papers in El Paso.
Check this here.
Clear!
We will build a great border wall.
That was fucking illegal. You want to start a war?
These are people who work hard, but no longer have a voice. I am your voice.
Is that my job to forgive your family?
No.
Carmen is dying?
No.
No.
That's
a God that abhors the wicked. He abhors those that ignore his righteous teaching.
And him? I mean, who the fuck is that?
destroying us from the inside.
By going to build a great border wall. Border crossings will go down. We will stop it. It won't be happening very much anymore. Believe me. Will be restored. Our laws will finally receive the respect that they deserve.
I don't think much Mexican either. You know, you're trespassing on my daddy's land. Jesus, Mom, can't you see she's my child? If it's born here, it gets to be a citizen. No different than you and me. I know most people don't like us, call us vigilantes, but it's really about vigilance. Somebody's got to keep watch on this great nation of ours.
I will be your champion. My sole and exclusive mission is to go to work to build a great border wall.
Watch her. Close the door and lock it.
We will make America great again. We are going to build a great border wall.
Otherwise, this great nation of ours will become Mexico once again.
Tonight, here at our convention, I have a message. I am your voice. Me more. Close, I have to tell you.
This is an emergency. This is an emergency.
We will build a great border wall. We will make America strong again.
I want you to get out of the car, one at a time. You first, man.
Get your hands out. Same thing, hands on the car. Hey. Keep right. Your hands spread on your the legs. Car. Hey, ma'am, I need you back here, too. Right. Keep your
why
hands
don't you just
on
tell
the
us
car.
What we did, all right?
Keep right. Your hands on the car.
We will make America safe again.
Mine tailings. Runoff. We're constantly finding new contamination, like in this area here. A lot of these mines have been closed for decades. Companies are bankrupt. There's really no one to do the cleanup. The state doesn't have the resources.
But here, at our convention, I have a message. I am so that I can be your, and I will be your champion. I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. They said Trump doesn't have a chance of being here tonight. Not a chance. The same people. My sole and exclusive mission, and I have a lot of that in me also. I love those people. The day I take the oath of office. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, beginning on January 20th of 2017, will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end. There will be no lies. These are the facts by this administration's rollback of criminal enforcement. Homicides in America's 50 largest cities. That's the largest years. We're left helpless to die at the hands of savage killers holding their convention next week with the truth and nothing else. Go there. Forcing the military to retake control. Democrats are in chaos, and a refugee crisis now threatens the West.
Ask the class and back up, Ask the class, first class only, no. No, first class.
The situation is worse than it has ever been before. Of Hillary Clinton, death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness. But they're not going to be forgotten long. These are people who work hard, but no longer have a voice. I am your voice. I have no patience, no tolerance, no sympathy. The system is rigged against more police. Three were killed in Baltimore, in Chicago, in Detroit, in Ferguson. Were gunned down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. More police. We're gunned down. No good. And we're gonna stop it.
This is a restricted area. They're everywhere. Let's see some ID.
I am your voice.
Pop a few stitches, but I started to make up for it. Pin-eyed motherfucker.
Splitting up.
Hooker parties. What do you call affluent, man?
You're half of the coke, yes, give me my half of the money, and then I'm gone.
Man, that's bullshit, man. Go. I'm doing that.
Don't fuck with me.
I just told you he was a dipshit.
I said not too much of that, man. To avoid this colorful shared history.
I was a kid. And he never pulled any of his teeth out.
It's gonna get fucking worse.
We will make America strong again.
It's gonna get fucking worse.
We will make America proud again.
It's gonna get fucking worse.
We will build a great border wall.
What I gotta do? You get that, right?
We will build a great border wall. We will make America strong again.
Pin-eyed motherfucker. Hooker parties.
We will make America proud again.
What do you call affluent men?
We will make America safe again.
I told you he was a dipshit.
But not too much of one. To avoid this colorful shared history. It's gonna get fucking worse. What I gotta do? You get that, right?
I want every American and every politician to listen very, very closely to the words I am about to say. On January 20th of 2017, the day I take the oath of office, Americans will finally wake up in a country where the laws of the United States are forced. I have made billions of dollars in business-making deals. Now I'm going to make our country rich again, using the greatest business people in the world, which our country has. And we will end it very, very quickly.
Jesus Christ!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I thought you were the fucking bitch. I didn't know.
Now I'm going to make billions of dollars in business-making deals, using the greatest death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
Lock the fucking door.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I
We are going to lift the restrictions on the production of American energy. This will produce more than $20 trillion in job-creating economic activity over the next four decades. We are going to lift the restrictions on the production of American energy. With these new economic policy, trillions and trillions of dollars will start flowing into our country. This new wealth will improve the quality of life into our country. We will build the roads, highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, and the railways of tomorrow. We will build a great border wall of tomorrow.
Law 1067 of the military government forbids gatherings and processions.
This, in turn, will create millions of more failing schools. We will take care of our great veterans like they have never been taken care of before. We will guarantee my just released 10-point plan. At this moment, I would like to thank the evangelical and religious community, because I'll tell you what, the support that they've given me, and I'm not sure I totally deserve it, has been so amazing and has had such a big reason for me being here tonight. Yet our laws prevent you from speaking your minds from your own pulpits. An amendment pushed by Lyndon Johnson many years ago threatens religious institutions with a loss of their tax-exempt status if they openly advocate their political views. Their voice has been taken away. I am going to work very hard to repeal that language and to protect free speech for all. This new wealth we can accomplish these great things and so much more to show the whole world that America is back. All we need to do is start believing that America is back again. Start believing. It is time to show the whole world my just released 10-point plan that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before. We need to do is start believing that America is back again. Start believing. It is time to show the whole world my just released 10-point plan that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Get that nigga out from under that wagon. And get that nigga lover out of the wagon. That nigga ain't down here.
My dad, Fred Trump.
Stone Cipher? That Marshall and the bitches send D'Artagnan to heaven.
Fred Trump, good man I ever knew. I wonder sometimes what he'd say if he were here to see this and to see me tonight. It's because of him that I learned from my youngest age to respect the dignity of billions of dollars in business making deals. Now I'm going to make our country rich again. And I have a lot of that in me also. I love those billions of dollars in business making deals. I have had a truly great life in business. But now, my sole and exclusive mission is to go to work for our country, to go to work for you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We don't win anymore, but we are going to start winning again. But to do that, we must break free from the facts. America is a nation of believers, dreamers, and strivers that is being led by a group of censors, critics, and cynics. Remember, all of the people telling you you can't have the country you want are the same people that wouldn't stand. I mean, they said Trump doesn't have a chance of being here tonight. Not a chance. The same people. Oh, we love defeating those people, don't we? Don't we love defeating those people? Love it, love it, love it. Instead, we must choose to believe in America. History is watching us now. We don't have much time, but history is watching. It's waiting to see if we will rise to the occasion and if we will show the whole world the crime and violence will soon, and I mean very soon, beginning on January 20th. But history is watching. It's waiting to see if we will rise to the occasion and if we will show the whole world come to an end. There will be no facts by this administration's rollback beginning on January 20th of 2017. I am asking for your support tonight so that I can be your champion in the White House, and I will be your champion. We're left helpless to die at the hands of savage killers. I choose to recite, I am your voice. So to every parent who dreams for their child and every child who dreams for their future, I say these words to you tonight. Beginning on January 20th of 2017, the American people will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
We will make America great again.
We will make America great again.
We will make America great again.
A great border wall.
We will make America strong again.
We will make America
America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. On January 20th of 2017, I am your voice. I am with you. I will fight for you. And I will win for you. Trump.
What do you think?
I think we fucked up. Been listening to him for so fucking long that I didn't know who the fuck I am.
You're a survivor. Everything else just dust in your eyes. Blink it away, man.
I don't know. I just don't know how to be out in the world, man.
Hey, look out that window. Look at me. Nobody does.
In all of our cities and in all of our towns, I make this promise. America strong again. We will make America proud again. And we will make America great again on January 20th of 2017.
We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again.
We will build a great border wall.
Moving.
What the fuck?
We will make America strong again. And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
In a few minutes, it will be midnight.
You, dear listener, have survived another episode of the Ubu Hour Radio Theater Show.
Tune in at 11 p.m. every Monday night on KBOO for the Radio Theater Hour. The second Monday of the month, it will be Sub-Intellect Human Theater.
The third Monday gives you the Gremlin Time, and on the fourth Monday, it's Sudden Rerun Radio Project.
And the Ubu Hour returns on the first Monday of August with all new material.
All new material. Let me repeat, all new material. But if you can't wait until then, you can catch previous episodes on the web. Just go to kboo.fm.
And look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
And we'll see you next month. Thank you for listening.
And that's a wrap. Another half minute of music, and then it will be time for Joe Wood and his tacky cha-cha club.